And we're trying to apply the amount that should be charged as opposed to the Tzav Yodom. That be the din of Bifnei Baldin, of Kim Sosho Bifnei Baldin. The Rashman of Ramah. That if the Eid takes the form of a mother of a star, the hand of the Eid himself comes and is made a Tzav Yodom, then we apply the din of Ein Midim El Bifnei Baldin. But then came, somebody else comes, it's only, it doesn't have to be Bifnei Baldin because it's a Tzav Yodom Ein Midim. It's a Tzav Yodom Ein Midim, which in their context, according to them, they have to explain that a little bit more. Liam, some of the pshat is that that's not direct eidus. Avad is negated about din. About din is about the lose moment. The lose moment, but not being made plenty at the chayim. They being made about the shad. The other guy's holding. They being made zek shav yodoy. The etzim eidus is impersonal. A component doesn't pertain to the about din. So that's in some of the pshat over there. Right in the Rama and the Rashba. And the two people in the Knesset Cheskel will use that here to explain the Rambo. The volume, the Rivot, the Limachshir, Eidus of Yersav, in what they call in Eidus about Tzav Yodah Shukhoini. When the Eid HaChosr himself comes to Bezli, and he's made like Tzav Yodah, so that Eidus is what says, Amad Neshav Shagam Shadim. So explain that we explain what's the pshat. What do they mean? It means the first the ones that Kim Shosh Abonon means that whole Yokum Dava Gilchay. We said the pshat like this, that the God's Eidus is Abonon, not just a requirement of Kim Shosh Abonon. Because then it says if you the cooler is because the requirement of Kim Shosh Abonon. So what difference make how what form the Eidus of Kim Shosh takes? Was it Eidus about the Tzaviyot or Eidus about the money? If we only need to hear it midrabanan, that's the choice tiny on them. But what did they hold? They held that the Eidus is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan the Eidus. So the Chetz of Eidus is the Rabbanan. And why is it the Rabbanan? Either because Mentari don't need it. Mentari don't need it. Or we said because it was not Eidus B'chal. That's identifying some is Tzaviyat is not Eidus B'chal. It's a view. Now the midrabanan, they said, that's the time with two Eidim. After some Eidim, you'll come to over. But saying Cain, the Ammonish of Ashakur made, that's the Chetz of Eidus Mentari. Yeah, it's very interesting, as Amir Shamayim I saw, it's very interesting shikul in Ben Ubachai Al-Toyo, in Vayikon, the Pasuk, who ate the royal yoga. So he brings the Lashon of Ramban, first he brings the Ramban, with a very important nice offer. Ramban explains what's the plant, raw yoga. So Ramban says, apparently the, from the Pasuk in the Toyo, it's mashma, there's an aid that a royal vein of Yudea, there's a Yudea vein of royal. The man's master, what does that mean? That's not sure. Raw of Loyodo, the Rabban says, means he saw Reuben giving money to Shimon. He doesn't know what he's giving it for. He can tell Bezdin, I saw this mice happening, I don't know what it is. You take the mice and do something with it. Yodo of Loyodo, the Rabban says, it's Eidei Hoido. That's what he said to Rabban, Eidei Hoido, he's a Yoda. Reuben says, in front of two Eidim, Chai, but I borrowed money from Shimon. He says that in front of two Eidim. So Eidim can be made in Bezdin. About the Yodah. That's a Yodah. Not being a raw. Good. That's very good. That's raw and that's the Yodah. I can give him a man. And Mechai adds. Raw below Yodah is when he sees them. He sees. A raw below Yodah is he sees money changing hands, but he has no point of reason. And Yodah below Yodah is Haidah. Haidah. Second of Mechai is the third type of Eidus, he says. If he says that there is some means of Minotaur. It's the third type of Eidus. Aloy Yodah, Aloy Yodah. And what's that? That's the Eidus of Kim Shkoris of them. When Eidim come, the Mekayim says, Zek Tzav Yodah shall point me. That's Aloy Yodah, Aloy Yodah. They didn't see the Maise, and they don't know anything about anything. They know nothing about anything. Aloy Yodah, Aloy Yodah. It says Mashma that, it's Mashma Akoponim that, he views as being Eidus Minotayr. There was a guy made the part about the Sfarad we suggested yesterday. We said again, no, that was Minotayr after not Eidus. And he said, Ben Rechai held that is Eidus. Rechai, there's nothing in Rechai from there.
The person knows Eidus to be Mekai Mishnari, doesn't know what
it is. Oh, good childhood. is there a shul, a common shul we're wondering about? You have to look, you have to, it's a good shalom. But you have to know something. Zeks Aviodi on his own, and in addition, he's one of the two Mekaimim of the Chassim Zayt Hashaini. So he of the Biur, let's say this, of the Biur that's required, he's carrying three quarters of the weight. He provides three quarters of the Biur. He's Mevar, his Xaviad, he's Mekaim, his Chassim, he's one of the two Mekaim of the other one. So it's half and a quarter, three quarters, that's no Kirivo. That's not good. Yeah, now let's see the Rashi's. That gemini beisav levada l'shaim osum l'shaim beisav echad v'yam tzav shaim min esug l'hoi dolo v'ein ze kohar shal hoi dolo tzav yodah v'ar shal chaver l'tav echad imay shayoyit al shehen תדיל ממונה שבשה הם מעידים וכיים בזה כסב יודי נופק פל גוד ממוין לו הפומה When he's Mekayim, he is. So it's Palgad Ramayinim. He's one of the two Eidei Ashtaraz Mekuyim. V'zef Shemeit, Yimei Achasim, Masa Loimai Lev, Loimai Vi. The other one that joins him, even if he's one of two, we'll see more about that later, Mishem. Even if he's one of two, he's not the only one. Raja telling you Chiddush. We were choshish on the one hand, we were choshish that Ksav Yodah him medium. So he came together with another one, Apo Pichein, the other guy, the feet, the tzad, that Amonah Shevashtar, the other guy is Loimai Lev, Loimai Vi. They not so echlo, he doesn't need him. Rashi says very clearly that when Torah says the priest made him Yalkum Dova, Rashi says, Allah says, Chassi Dova, Pishol Zeh, Chassi Dova, Pishol Zeh. Like this, Reb Chaim brings in the stencil, Chushai Gerach in the stencil, in the old, I don't know, in the new stencil, I have no idea what it is, but I look. From the old stencil, it's in Marcus. In Marcus, the priest made him Yalkum Dova, there's a piece called Pishol made him. So Reb Chaim says, Yesh Lachko. What's the pshat? Nafisha made him Yochum Dova. That we need whoever needs to aid him. Well, what's the pshat? The pshat is that each one does half, each one comes as half. Aiders of each aid is half. Aid is halfway to the objective, to the goal of Yochum Dova. Each one takes halfway to Yochum Dova. First aid and second aid. All the pshat is no. Not that each one does half, and comes as half. Because each one is Eidus. Each one is Eidus. But one by himself does nothing. It's a Dovah Sholim, but it's ineffective. Together, he's Yochum Dovah. But you haven't, you're not even halfway there. What's the meaning over there? I don't know. But he says, we have to see nafgimina in the hemsech. But I thought nafgimina is in maybe in Avonis Hafasha, which I made in Malcolm Dover. But it says there that he brings a right from our Rashi, we just read. He says, Dover Zemma Fort, Rashi excludes the Chof Aleph. The Rashi said that the Psalm of Pisha Medim and Kodova is the Chatzidova Pisha Zev, Chatzidova Pisha Zev. Each one takes you halfway to the Avada. Unless you get there, the getting halfway doesn't mean anything, it's irrelevant. If you don't get to the end, so then you haven't accomplished anything. But the breakdown of what each one accomplishes is a half and half. Okay, right.
Wouldn't they be telling whether Edis is the Zerza Kasab or Shah Shaker? Anybody but you got to meet the other couple, you know?
Yeah, even if it's exactly the cost of you can have a security. And if it's a flash with Shakis, well, which side does that indicate to you?
Still on both.
What?
I guess both.
If it's just a gossip, you can say anything, you can take something with just gossip, either way, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. And then would you know with Zachat here? What? Yeah, the Torah is the Rashi. Alright, okay. Alright. Okay, so the Hesbeth here is possible. The 1-8. He lets us speak out one that's very important point here.
Is there no alternative shot to Rashi?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Is Rashi Muchat, if there's a loch of Noki Rivo, is that a hechem for Rashi or not? You can think about it. What Rashi is Mefush? Fine. Let's just speak out what we have here. So male in Kiyum stories, here we're talking about the Kiyum. The story of Kiyum. The Yochum Dov we're talking about here is Kiyum Hashem. What's very important, it's an ikidik in the Kud here. The Yochum Dov is Kiyum Hashem. So male, the two are meeting, that's the entire unit we're being on, the Kiyum Hashem. So in the Kiyum, we're saying if the Eid is made, the Eid alone is Nemun. The Eid alone is now made on his Tzaviyot. And that is what I'm doing the other Tzaviyot. So in the Kiyum, he's responsible for three quarters. And at this point, it's irrelevant. And stand up by saying, why? The Kishatim Tzaloyma that the law says in explaining the Bible is irrelevant. It's not because I'm monitor Bishtar. Makes it Noki Rivo. It's a very fact, even we wouldn't know the time. Whatever the time would be, a Kula Shekilo, whatever the time should be, we wouldn't know the time. Right? It's not, he's Noki Rivo, not because he's being made a Manasseh Rishon. That underlies the sheet of the Rabbanon that he happens to be Nemon, Zeh Yimek Sabyodi. That's Havon in the sheet there. But down the Ocha that, there'd be no Gemara that says a Manasseh Rishon. No such a Locha, the Hamistoyev Himenu that we spoke about now and yesterday. But just this objection of Noki Rivo, Luchayu, is that's based on the fact that he's Nemon on, he's Nemon and he's one of two and the other one. Men's three quarters. That's Allah. Right? No. That was another Shaila. That was another Shaila. Somebody asked me last night. It's like a big Shaila. But the Gemara's Mefuyish, and we'll just touch on what you see here, the Gemara's Mefuyish, that yeah, that if we don't need him for his tzaviyah, if two Edim come, or if he writes his signature on the chasuba, and he lives in a Besdin, so then he can be one of the two that are made on the other tzaviyah. On the other tzaviyah. That's the first thing more. The Itzos Momin is still going to be, he's still carrying more than 50% of the weight of the Itzos Momin. What do I mean by that? He's one, because Meister, First is Kiyum Hashar, and then the Shah is Mekuyim, and then the Besen says, and the Shah says that Pony Yad HaChayim. Pony Yad HaChayim, so it's a Taimur. So the kiyum of the kiyum, he's one of the two mekayimim of the other guy, and but he's one of the two on the star. So in the sachakol of everything that was required between mikatva gichim, like you say, from the beginning of the Torah to the end of the Torah, this guy was made more than 50%. His aid was carried more than 50%. Why? The star is one of two, and the kiyum is one of four of himself. One of four. There's two on him, and he's something else on the other guy. So he's already more than 50%. He weighs in more than 50% of the Eidus. Yeah. Baba Bichen, they was full discussion. Why? Why? There it is, because the two separate Eidus. Two separate Eidus. We're done. We don't say that the Kiyum Hashtar, Kiyum Chesimus Hashtar, with the Eidus Mobil of the Shtar, is one Eidus. Rather, we say it's two separate things. First, we need to make it. That's one Yochum Dov. Then afterwards, we're done about the moment. We're done the Shah itself. But that's a conclusion you see from the Gemara.
Even if it's still on Marish Mishnah?
Yes, and that's what I want to tell you. Even on Marish Mishnah, this Marish Mishnah, who are Shah Ivanu? Marish Mishnah is an optage of how, of what's the tradition of his Eidus Kiyum. But the beginning and the end is Eidus Kiyum. We need to make the Shah at this point. How you mekayim the shah, then that means this is very good. I mean, the pshat is amalek shah means he's mekayim the eidus hashtar. He's not providing corroboration of the eidus. He's mekayim the shah. How is mekayim the shah saying the eidus in the shah is correct? Yeah, like whatever the pshat should be in that. Then we said yesterday. Then the Rashi goes on, and the Gansai goes on.
Again, I don't understand why it's not his aides anymore. It's just like a regular. If two
other aides came and
they were made on him, so it would also be
made on the Kasimah. They want to be on him, and Moshe Mishnah. So now that we're taking him out of the keep, he's not being made anymore. He's on Kasimah, Moshe Mishnah. He's doing it like Yeshdar.
When he says
Exavyodi?
When he writes on
a Chasma, and he's. Ah, it's anything about that. When he writes on a Chasma, I was not talking about that. I'm not talking about any Chasma. That's something else entirely. No, come on. Call everything I say until now, and I wasn't addressing Chasma. We didn't see that yet. I was talking about the following case, my boy, saying. One, Reuven and Shimon signed on the Shah. And Reuven doesn't say anything about his chasimis. How is his chasimim mekuyim? One of the other ifanim. Choose any other ifan. He wasn't involved in mekayim his chasimim. But he was one of the two that was mekayim Shimon's chasimim. That's kosher, according to the Gemara. That's kosher. The Fusha Gemara is kosher. The Gemara is kosher. As long as he's not made on himself, he can be one of two that made on the other. So there's a shayla in addition to that, he's one of two eidim signed on the Shah. At the end of the day, the Sach HaKol, and the Sach HaKol, from beginning to the end of the interior, we used him more than 50%. And the Shtar is one of two, and the Kim is one of four. That was the Shalot. Not the Chasma, the Eidus, mit Eidus Mamesh, which made Zek Tzabiyot Shokhoini. It's not the Eidus Shabbat. The answer is, the two different interiors. Two different interiors. And two different Yochum Dovers, if you want. Now, you saw it with Dovers there. If you want, I'm not sure we're going to it. You saw it with Dovers there. The Hezbollah, this Hezbollah, I mean, the most foolish, there's no choice. He can say he don't understand, it should have been different, but the most foolish, that's the way it is. Very good, man. No, excuse me. There's no real, the biggest shmuz must be by Yuchas of some cipher that this is said, but you only some cipher can get in a field. Right, the side is that even though the two are necessary, not so we can live in it one. The Shah needs Kiyum. Shandif Kim. So it's true that we use this one aid for more than 50% of the tzoyuch, of the tzrichus, of Aidim. But since each time he was made, it was a self-contained Yogam Dover, so we don't care. We measure his nothing minor capacity in each aid separately. One time he made by Kim Shah, another time, but that's the moment. So that doesn't bother us. Another time, look at him as being an aid of Shah. Even though the second Eidus of the Shah is only It's only affected because the Shabbos Mekuyim. But that doesn't bother us. We look at each Yochum Dov separately. But that's what he said. No, that doesn't make a difference. They're Nachamal. Why he's Nemon to say Zek Sabiyoti without another aid is because there's such a thing called the Marashal Shachom Meid. But Marashal Shachom Meid is a Vodn Kiyum. We don't use the Marashal Shachom later. Later we use the Eidus Hashad we may see moment. The Marashal Shachom is Moivin of Kiyum. That's why we look at, that's one. The other Shigul is that too, that the Hagam, the two atheists need each other. The second one needs the first one, but each other also says it.
That's to be
clear. We're not saying that he's made in the 20th century that he made a Moshe B'Shav.
What?
And he's made on the other age in the 20th century.
That's for sure not. He's made on the other guy. That's for sure. But Zek Sabiyoti, he's a strange guy. The other guy, he's strange. Okay, thank you. Something more. So what do you do? We let go of Chad Mai Oma Bai Lichtai B'Chasim Asiyad and Chasbo V'Shodik Lei Be'edino V'Mchaski Lei Be'edino V'Lechoch Il Asudai Achsim Asiyadai. V'Nishtai Be'edino V'Yidlu Adayonim V'Gifu Eitzah Chasim Asa Shevishtah U'Machsiki Ahid Eshtov V'Meach Chasbo V'Lechoch Lasudai Achsim Asiyadai. There's a few interesting things here. One is Loshen Rambam and Loshen Shulchan Aruch. And the beginning of the halacha, they say Afilu Achaspo. This is not a big Dafke Cheres. Why not enough is faket? The one says Dafke Cheres, not Megilta. So the Rebbe's interest in the Shema, I think it's something like Rolam, Zion, this Allah and Shulchan Aruch, the Shema really shows on the Afilu. And he says that there's a Chiddush. There are two type of things going on here, there are two things that they converge here. Two type of things converge here. In Mitzad, this is one of the five way finding of Kiyum Hashah, of Kiyum Hashah, namely Dimui Chasimis. We compare signatures. We take a sample. A handwriting sample of a sample of his chassim, and we compare that with that to the one in question, to the one on the shah. So the shah speaks out already that a chaspa. What are we comparing? We're comparing a chassim on a shah, and you don't write a shah on a chaspa. Okay, for the reason it says the Gemara, a shah is not a chaspa. It's not a place. A chaspa is yochel daif. A piece of chem is yochel daif. So maybe it's not a place in which you write a shah. So you would think that maybe it's not, you can't make a good or proper comparison, either technically or whatever reason. So there's a fill of the chidush that even though this sample that we're using is a chaspa, and we're comparing that to a signature on the piece of, on the nayo, on a good piece of paper, avichen is good. That's a fill of the chidush. But inochinami, it had. Had the Gemara decided that chaspa is no good because it's not a real chasimah, it's not a good, that it can't serve as a good sample, so no, we'd be stuck. You wouldn't want to tell him sign on a Megillah because the Megillah leaves open a mokum for an Ishik Loy Mali to be Messiah Pashtan, right? It's a two step thing, a yeah. Then there's another Shaila which is Boilet Moit, I don't know exactly what it says, Nishtei. Nishtei Beveidino, And Rashi says, Yidlu at Ayonim. Rashi doesn't ignore it. Rashi said, he thought that Anna they're picking up. And the Rambam also, the same halacha, said the same thing. Mashlicha b'beis din. But what does it mean? You have to throw it? Why do you have to throw it? What can you handle? What's the lashon? Mashlichay. He writes lashon kodesh. The Gemara says nishtiyeh, and the Rambam says mashlichay. Same thing. That's lashon kodesh. That's the Rambam. Why? What for? What's it saying here?
If he's there, maybe it's considered a
him,
maybe, then he can't be made.
Maybe. So what's it say? Why? He means some awesome. This year is better. Well, it really be like that. Like, so how far do you have to say? Dal Dam is outside the door, through the window. I'm not joking. What's the time? Good. Very good. And if he comes and says, this is my Eidus, so that's Hagodah. If he comes and says, this is my Tzaviyad, that's tantamount to saying, Rim comes next to the. First of all, it's right from Poshe. Right from Poshe, because Mechate says, if he looks at it and says, next to the, that's MSQ. If he says, this sample is mine, it's the very, very far removed from the next to the. There's not being made by the Shai. Most is being made, but that which he wrote on the Chasp is his. And that's still a step removed from the Kiyum. So Bez is making the Kiyum by Dimui. First of all, that's involved. It's not possible. And second of all, I feel if the vote is correct, so then what are you getting by Nishnei? Koichai, it's Koichai. And in Kol Torah Kula, Koichai is the Gufa. It doesn't make difference whether you throw it or you put it down. Alright. The similar law, the next law of the Rambam, Mishuch Noach, is another law of Noki Rivo. We'll speak it out, then we'll see once again. With the Agmar Bar Basra, same story about Ashtar, of Nun Zayin. Yeah, the case of the Gemara is, just an idea, then we'll see the Gemara say. The case of the Gemara is that one of the two, one says Zach Saviodi, and I believe another guy said, yeah, Abba Basra. One day said Zach Saviodi, and of the other two Eidim on the Xavier the Sheni, one of the two Mekhamim was the brother of the Eidovich. Is the Gemara says it's no good. It's no good. But you got the case. One said he says Zech Saviodi. Also, Achva Dehai, the brother of this guy came. V'chadach v'ino v'asud yachzim es yodei d'idoch. So Rabina thought it was kosher, and Rabash because he. And Omar Levashi Nate, Midomi Hossam, here, Nofig, Noki, Viva the Maid, Apumadachi. Apumadachi. He's the brother of the aid. So Rashbam speaks out. The Rashbam speaks out that the only coin of Rabbon, that one aid says Exaviodi. That was Ruben. Then Shimon is not here. Shimon's the other aid on the star. But the two people here, the Mikhaim, Shimon's Chasimah. Very good. That's fine. One of the two people is the Mekayim Shimon Chasim, is the brother of Reuven. So here, if you want, while there haven't been else to be gone after, without going into the case there, you can look at it, not so long. Okay? While there haven't been of Reuven's been to be Machshavit, the Chod haven't been of Reuven and Machshavit, like this, you can't count, two brothers can't be made. can't be made. But if the two Yochum Dovas, two Chalokim, from the Eidus. If a person, I'll just read it briefly. The case is in Chesed Gimel Shonim. In Chesed Gimel Shonim, so the, let's say the Machzik brings Eidim, they lived in the field for 3 years. That's Eidus, the Eidus moment. So the Eidim are, he has three sets of Eidim for each year. 1 year is one set, another year, another year. And of the six different Eidim. But three of them are brothers. Three of them are brothers. And the cloud is two brothers. You can't count two brothers as two. You can't, but father, Abu Noi, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Abu Noi, Shayach, and he counts only one. So the Gemara says, by Chesed Gimel Shonim, each year there's a stranger, and Reuven Ben Yaakov, the next one, is a stranger, and Shimon Ben Yaakov, in the third year, is another stranger, and Levi Ben Yaakov. So that's good, because each year is an Eidus Bifnei Atzmai. That's a Mishnah. Each year is an Eidus Bifnei Atzmai. Achila Shonachas had two Eidim. The next in Eidim. Even though his Bailus were going to pass the din in favor of him based on all three, on the Sachak of Gimel Shonim, it doesn't make a difference. Each Eidus is a unit Bifnei Atzmai Eidus. So Ravina thought that two Chassimas are the same thing. The same thing. And Ravina said, no, if he applied our Halacha. But what's the same thing? That one brother is made in one chassima, he happens to be the Eid al-Chosim, and the other brother is made in the other chassima. But that's okay, because each chassima is a nidah bifnei atzmai, like shonim, in the chassim of shonim. And Rav said, no, there's no fig, no ki, even the main, apum in the achi. Neither one of them can be related to Reuven, if Reuven was made on his chassima. You got it, that's nothing more here. Now, in Mugresev, there's a ritva here, actually ritva. It's printed separately, it's not in the... And Mugresev brings it down. It says Allah. Forget it, we'll finish the last verse. Then we'll come back to Al-Gumor here. And Al-Gumor says that the Baal Reuven himself, if he's one of the two that are made on Shimon's Chassimah, so he can't be made on his own. Because he's three quarters. He can't be three quarters in Russia. Noki Rivu. Says the Ritva, what if he comes? It's Rashi. What if he comes? What if he comes together with another aid? On his own. The Gemara says, what if he's made on his own and he comes together with somebody else on the other one? That's not good. Because he, when he says exability, that's 50%, we're halfway there. And when he says, on the other guy, he's half of him. So it's 50% and then 25%, three quarters. What if when he came on his own, he came together with another aid? So how do we look at that? Do we say he's not nice? It's our pishai made him. So on his own chassim, he's only coming to 25% because we have another aid. The other aid is 25% of his chassim, his tzaviyat, and he's just supplementing that with another 25%. So far we only heard 25% of the kiyum from him. So he's cautious to be made on the other tzaviyat too. And that's the shalom. That's the shalom that the rich one and the gezer bring. So he had a shalom. So the Ritva says, that's exactly what they say. The Ritva says, we don't need him. Since we don't need him, so he says a lesson from Trafis, everyone Trafis not lesson. Ko yes, he cannot do domi. Which means it's superfluous. I mean, really, Trafis means yes, he cannot do. If something extra is missing, it's a chisoin. But he just means, it means the mulitza, that he's superfluous. The other way is superfluous. We don't need him. If he's superfluous, we're not mischashiv with him. Which means, what does it mean? Means that since when Zechaviyodi is sufficient for Kiyum, so he's saying Zechaviyodi accomplished 50% of the Kiyum already. We know Mishkash of the fact that he happens to come together with somebody else. The more brings us down to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the Shach is done in on Sif Yud Gimel Shachnor. Then if the egg was made, but the way they bring it down is im im heid uishayno hachai have idoch yesef sunoto. So the way they bring it down is the first hachai came, Reuven hachai came, he was made zek sabiodi, and then another egg came. Said that zek sabiodi is Reuven. So kahai gavno the other egg is a pachus, and Reuven. It has been Mekayim 50%, so mainly can't be Mekayim Shimon Chassimim. The Shach raises an interesting shaila. The first shaila is, what if after Reuven says Zek Sabiodi, Bessin discovered or he himself wrote a handwriting sample? A sample of his Chassimim. What do we do with that? Is that a tzusha? Is that the same thing? Is that comparable to the Ritva?
In this case, the Eid is made first.
Oh, the way they bring it out is Eid Rishayin Achai. In this case, yeah, the Eid was made first.
Well, they brought an Eid with them, so.
We'll have to even argue with friends. We'll see if we had that's what they would. But the way the Shah, the Achren being done is Heid Rishayin Echai Atzmai Havi Ido Yeshu Shunotu. First the Eid came, and then came the other Chai. Then came the other Eid. So Shah says, because the Shah says that Kol Shekain, that the second Eid, we say it's been rendered, is superfluous. Kol Yeshu Shunotu Dom, is superfluous. The first Eid was already became the his Chassimim, so 50% is already Ufgiton.
What was the case
of we don't reduce his Eidus, his Yogam Dover, his Koyach and Yogam Dover, just because later somebody else came. That's possible, not as possible. The Shah says, who was then, it wasn't Eidus, if we move over to another type of Kiyum. First is now, there were two types of Kiyum. The first Kiyum was Exaviyoti, that's Moyul, that's after the best. Then Bezin was presented with another type of Kiyum, Dimu Chasimis, but it came in second. The Shah says, it's no good, doesn't help. What do you say?
What was the case over there?
This. That first he was made Zek Sabiodi, and then we found that he wrote a sample.
What's the Kosher
Kane? Why is it Kosher Kane? Probably the Kosher Kane. Why is it Kosher Kane?
Can't pass a Ksar, you pass an Eid.
No, why is it Kosher Kane? Probably the Kosher Kane because the Eidus is more effective to you. The Achreinim said, the Shach himself says that Zek Sabiodi is Kim the Reis, and that's only at the Bangor Bonin. So some of that's the Kosher Kane.
If the other
way
came first,
we'll soon see. The Ksaris is Chaluk in Shikoni base. And the Ksai says that Shabbat Mahani. Because Faket Adrav, he says. That when there's a difference, when there's a. The difference makes a difference. Because when another eight comes, so the eight comes we made, but there's eight, we have eight of the very present. We have the eight of the Zek Saviodi. So Betarius Eidus, the other guy is carrying Betarius Eidus, so we have already enough Eidus to be Mekayim Yisrachimim. So he's talking with Malo Lemuri, so yes, he can not go. But Shain Kane, if Bezin now comes into possession of an alternative method of Kiyum, a different type of Kiyum. The Kiyum, that they themselves make the comparison, and they themselves are Mekayim it. So Bezin can say that the Kiyum now, there's not Betarius Eidus, the Kiyum now is Betarius Dimu Yisrachimim. So we don't need the first one, we don't need him anymore. We don't need the whole Kiyum, the Oifen of Kiyum Aydei Eidus has been made superfluous. We had already, so it says they can choose that they ignore it. Because they know, they don't need it anymore.
Another Eid comes, not the same Kiyum.
Another Eid. If another aid comes, the Tzoyesh is masking, that's Mugayesev. He can't argue.
What saying,
another aid comes, so he can't reduce what was assigned to him. If another aid comes, what do you want to do? You want to say, until now we had Eidus Hamoyu, the guy with the Chassim of one. So what happened is that Mugayesev having to be Shayu. Don't say that because if another aid comes later, so retroactively we reduce him from 50% to 25%. You don't do that. Go yes and no, don't. The Eidos is already here. So the Ksay says that's only if you're dealing in the context of Eidos. Once the Eidos is here with the 50% take it, with his kiyum has been, his chesed has been good, it's not record ready. I'll preach on Eidos. The Yogam Dov of Eidos is here. And nobody's wasting of anything.
The two Eidos is a different type of
kiyum? What? No, same kiyum. I mean, didn't have a kiyum with the Sabiyoti. Sabiyoti, but my says Eidos. It is Eidos, not Eidos.
Has to be a better kiyum?
No, not better. Nochmal, the Ksoi says that if you're dealing with, we have Eidos of Zek Sabiyoti, now somebody else comes and says Zek Sabiyoti, so he's superfluous, because he's coming, he's presenting the same kiyum of Eidos. He's an aid. We have enough Eidos already. So we don't, and the longest is we don't reduce the koyach of the first aid retroactively. Since he was mapping already Chatzimom, he took us halfway to the objective of Kiyum Hashnam. We don't say, no, we reduce his effectiveness by 50%, he's only 25. We have already. But then again, if Bezik now is presented with another type of Kiyum, Deem with Chatzim is Bezik and say, we're going to use this and not that. That's actually the success.
Five ways of making Kiyum Hashnam, some of them are
eight,
some of them are not.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Bezik compares it to, they're not acting towards Eidim. The it's based on their visual perception. The Ksoi has it says called it chush. But Shachem says kenotu, da chush enu kenotu. But that's possible, but even without this shaylu, that's possible. The dimachim is not eidos, nobody's being made. Right, one or two things. If Bezin recognizes the chassim, there's no, but they can say, but the Bezin makes a comparison to shout two stories. Right. Yeah, the Nesivis disagrees with Tzais, and he just makes short shrift, and he says that the Bezin is the Knotel. We don't need the Bezin anymore, he says. Ain't talking about Bezin, the Bezin not making Knotel. The Bezin is superfluous. The Bezin means the whole Bezin. The Bezin is observing the comparison the Bezin is making after the Eidos. That itself is superfluous. That's what he means to say. The dinner has been Mekuyim already. Now Bezin sees. Now they all see that the same chesima. The whole thing is superfluous. And the Ksais comes back to the Chayiv. Comes back to the Chayiv. Anyway, just repeats his sheet that if Bezin is presented with his ayin chush, that they see that the chesim is the same, that the eidos has been rendered superfluous. You only don't need it. The psak din that's not the basis of an eidos anymore. But it could be an oymikir. The machlokes is not sure. The machlokes is a basic machlokes.
What exactly is
that? That's exactly what?
What exactly is the Siva saying? Because the MS, they hold the same thing. We don't care if Bezin recognizes that or not. Meaning, mice and the Tzis exist. It's the same size. Bezin is unaware of it. That's why he's saying they're superfluous. Maybe just. And that is time.
What does it mean? Kubi Nesivis means, good. Kubi Nesivis means that the Dimo itself is not something that is not, Dimo itself is a Meister Bezin. Bezin from Dimo Chesivis. It's a Meister Bezin. That's a, so the something has a Meister Bezin only if it's necessary for the din Torah. But in this din Torah, that Maaseh Beretz is not necessary, because Beretz is not made already. That's Zeng Savyodi, Zeng Savyodoi. So the Maaseh Beretz of comparing the Chassim is that they have been made superfluous. So that could be what the Chassim means, that the Beretz is the Kenotul Domi. We don't need them. We don't need them.
For the Chai.
We don't need Kiyum anymore. The Kiyum on the Chassim is Chai is superfluous. We don't. There's no Maaseh Beretz. No Chal. There's no Maaseh Beretz on it. There's nothing. So mainly the Lo'olam we say in the term of the Chassim, the Kiyum of the Eid region was up for you the Eidus.
Not up for the Chai.
No, the Maaseh is superfluous. That's what I'm saying. The mice is kenotul. The best is kenotul dummy. Once they heard Eidus about that, there's no such thing as being time the alternative as using as looking for an alternative method of Kiyum. There's our goal here, and I'm not sure, but I don't know who the goal is from, but it's our goal in the Meshavish. And first he brings that the foolish and the Shita like the choice. But then his voice says something very interesting. It's a whole difference in something else too. And he brings in the Shita that Dima Chesim is help afterwards. Fine. Like the choice. But Yoish and Nivis, doctor, תפילו בעידים שמעידים על חסם מיד החי נמי מהן לאף שכבר העיד הוא בעצמו ולאמינה שהוא קונות הוא רק בעיד אלכות שמעקר חסים מסעד החי אם בו אחר שכבר העיד החי עוד הוא קייסה בנותו כמס הוא מבלדה יועיד החי אין המלכום so he talks about two other cases. Yeah, if two Eidim will come, what if two Eidim will come after the, he says, Exaviodi? See, one says, also good. It's also good. The Mugayesev is only talking about, the reason when in Bobastra, he did the Magi and the, it could be the brother of the Exaviodi, I'm not sure what it is. I don't know. But he says, the Mugayesev is only talking about, the Mitzarev ate Echod together with the Chai. So they would say, Koyesek and Notodomi. But if two Eidim come, two Eidim don't need any Tzivik with him. So two Eidim present Bezdin with an alternative Kiyum, even Mitzarev's Eidus, Bezdin can now say, we don't need the Eid Achai anymore. So we're not mapping anything, Puma, the Violet. And we can have Mitzchasim independently with two Eidim. That was the dead extreme. That was the second shiloh. And the third shiloh, it was mamash the hebach hagomo of the shach. By the shach says that even a different type of kiyum, person doesn't need anymore. Shach and serious. Person doesn't need anymore. We know it. But eight dim, another way, the two more eight dim, at the same type of kiyum, so then we can't be mivato the first eight. And here, that goal in Meshavim says that it's kosher, it's effective even if two Eidim come. What's this Mugayesev talking about? Only if you want to be Meshavim one other Eid. One other Eid, then he's saying a vote. What's the vote? One other Eid comes, so maybe, well, what's the chance? If one other Eid comes, one other Eid comes, two Eid, it's kosher, two Eid comes. One Eid comes, we still need the first one. We still need the first one. So if we still need the first one says Exaviodi, so then the Rishonim of Mechadei Shavuot that we don't retroactively say he goes down from 50 to 25. Because if we need his Eidos, his Eidos is 50%. His Eidos is sufficient to carry Mitzchus Simin. That's why he can pound the Ramayna. We don't say let's take away 25% of him. However, this, they learn, the, he learns. The Beis Din, has another Katav Edim, and another Katav Edim don't need him Bechlal. The Beis Din can say, our Pish and Yom Dova, we're choosing the Beis, the Yom Dova, on the second Katav. We don't need him Bechlal. We don't need him. So then he wasn't mapping, we weren't mapping him on Bechlal. And the third possibility, right? There's three times. I'm going to add a third time. The first time is Chas becomes the Beis Din after he was made. The second time is two Edim come to Beis Din after he was made. Now Yesh Lodun, if one other Edim comes, does it make a difference which order he comes? Maybe that makes a difference. That's the third time. And see, if not for this Hagor, you wouldn't think of it, Loyalo Das Bechal. If not for that Hagor, you would say that we would, if we need his Eidos is 50% of the moment. It's sufficient in time, it's a sin, it's a matter not. But once you hear that even in Eidos, the best thing you can say, the Yochum Dov is up here, the second kind of Eidim. Now, what if one Eid came to Bezin, Minachus, and then a stranger came to Bezin, it was a Mekhaim the Chasimah. So still on this chesim, we still need another aid, and he comes and he fills the role. Do we say we can look at him? We're only missing 25%. Only missing half of the time his chesim, 25% of Hosha or 50% of his chesim. So we see since we have already an eidus of an eid echod. Maybe when he comes to bed and made, he's only accomplishing what we're missing. He's only mashim the chosim. Or do we say no? He comes to bed. So he comes with a toikif of a monik or the Sebeshakul Masjid. So this, I know it's right. Maybe it's only on the initial on the Reb Chaim's Chakirin. Maybe. But what's an Erechot? Does an Erechot take you halfway the way to Nagy Masjid Chatsi? Chatsi? Well, so it is, until you have to aid him, you don't have anything. If it's a second way, until you have to aid him, you don't have anyway. So then, that the Seder doesn't make a difference. And once we have him, the other guys call Yassi cannot do me like the ritual says. Now, Shengen, you might think that if an Eid Echot takes you halfway there, but you're not there until you have a second Eid, so then if an Eid Echot preceded the Chosum himself, so then he counts only the other 25% left to fill in. So it could be he's only being made 25% of the moments of his son. What? We only need a koyach of 25%. Why? We say his koyach, the beings that we say the government, the other 20%, we can apply koyach to another domi. At this point, we have one eid echad on one of the chasimis. We're missing a second eid on that chasimis. Now we have somebody coming that's being mashing 25%. He comes with a koyach of 50%, doesn't make a difference. His ex 25% koyach to another domi. Why? Maybe it's wild, maybe not. Not Pagina. We say we take from him what we need. We only need 25%. He's not being wasting moment. We have already 1 8 on that. There's only 1 8. It's not Pagina. That's good Pagina. That's good Pagina. Not Pagina. What's missing in the Yogam Dover is the Eidus of Nei Echot in 1 of 4. 1 of 4. We have 1 of 4 here. We need the 2 of 4. And he comes, he's the 2 of 4. If he's the first one, say he invites half. Maybe. Tanan, Haiti Olav, we'll try this, but we don't have to be this. Hitzi Olav Tzaviyoda Yishulchayim L'Gavim L'Chosim Nechoyin. Hitzi Olav Tzaviyoda, and so the we continue. The Gemara says, if you, what's the avlet that can happen? What's the avlet that can happen if there's a, if he writes on a Megillah? So somebody can fill in a Shachayv above his signature. So what if there's no Edim? So the same Mishnah says, "But Bas Haitzei Lav Ksav Yodo Shechayv Leigayv Emchosim B'nei Chayvin." And we have a big Nechlik of Rishenim, Rishenim, big Machoikis Rishenim, and Satz from the Goinim. What's the din of this Shnab Ksav Yodo? Zok Toys, it's Pasek Vavar Haitzei Lav Ksav Yodo Shechayv Leigayv Emchosim B'nei Chayvin. And why not Mishubodim? Because that's possible. From Mishubodim need a Shavu to Eidim. Need a Shavu to Eidim. And this is not Shavu to Eidim. And the Poshta has been is. The Poshta has been is. And what's correct? Even if Poshta is correct. And that the Gemara says that the reason the Maisha, the Rabbanim at the Konva, that he can only be given from Shabbatim if there's a Shah, because Eidim, it's not a Shah, not a Kova. A Shah has a Kova. When you write a Shah, there's a Kova. So the Kucha is known to be careful that this, the Bain Kaka from that's Mishubah, so they won't buy. A Shah was a Kova, doesn't have a Kova. So mainly that the Konva, there's no Shibu, Shibu Nechosim. Pasek Vavalf is the Dafka Shahim, Elohai Dvar Me'ayloh. Here's a big machoikis Rishonim. Is the Shabbos Aviyado is Neman with Tanis Parati. And in the Rishonim, there's only one Svor, and the Shalom Iv is no Svor. There's a practical Svor, which is Amis. The Shabbos 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 Fush. What's the Svor that, why should a person be Neman to say Parati against the Shabbos Aviyado? What happened to Shalom Iv, my boy? What happened to Shalom Iv, my boy? The answer is, the Shabbos Shabbos Fush. Because since there's no edim on a person, the loyv is not particular to get the shah back when he pays. And he doesn't care. He it's common for the loyv. It could be that the loyv will be negligent in demanding back the shah, so pay back the choyv and keep the shah hands on the mouth. I mean, mainly, if that's the case, given that's a mitzvah dvarim, the loyv doesn't care to get the shah back because no edim on it, it's only shah building. So mainly, also Allah Rai, the Rai and Eichocho, the Rai is Eichocho. When the person is holding on to the shah, the Rai that the shah is outstanding. The chayv is outstanding because if the chayv is paid back, you have to return the shav. But since the loivim don't demand back a shav, there's no edim on it. So may law the nochal be dubir. So the rai is gone. That this was the lead through.
What's the
chayv
between if there's edim on it?
What?
What's the
chayv
between if there's
edim
on it or not?
Because because edim is more powerful weapon in the hands of the malvin because he can even go mechasim shabotim. What does he care about this mishabotim? Forget adva. Let them.
I don't know.
Could be. That's one house, which is Amish, but certainly true. As I was, if there's another one, and the other Rishonim hold, no, it doesn't make a difference. He's particular to get it back. Since he will get it back, and he won't pay it back unless the Shah returns. And may live, if the Shah is not returned, they're still in the hands of the mouth. It's all right, the Chayim is still outstanding. That's only Amish. And then learning of the Machoikis. The shayla is if there's a more lomdish of shat. The shayla is whether the machlag is being the reef and the reef, or the other shayim, is it has a more lomdish of overtones, and that is that the oil of the din here. Not that we shat the right, the din that he can't tie for right against the shat. Against the Shah, for whatever reason, because it's easy because the Shah is Eidus or Tzedinus, or the middle of the Shah, you can't tie up anything. And the Shah would be whether the Shah is available, he has Dinim of the Shah. There's got to be this type of one. But the Eish Lion, if that approach is Amiti, you have to know. I mean, we like to learn the Lomdish of Ifanim, but if it's not Amiti, you can't say it. Never solve in a Kabul. Sophie Golda, that approach is correct in this machlokes. Because Rishonim speak out before the other story. The story in the word is like a page in the Bible, we get it back. All right.